I'm mute, right? Should I be putting on mute so
yeah, if
that
you
you guys?
could, if you could mute, and then we'll get started. And then when you're ready to speak, when I open it to public comment, you can come off.
We're recording.
Thank you very much. All right. I have 7:03 on Wednesday, the 26th of January. This is a meeting of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton. Madam Clerk, have we met all the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act and the Sunshine?
Yes, we have.
Thank you very much. If you would all like to join me, however best works, virtually in a salute to the flag. For those who need one to reference, I have one behind me. And pledge allegiance to the flag.
States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands.
Under God, indivisible, liberty, justice for all. Oh, right.
Part I appreciate most in person because it really is hard to keep it straight when everybody's at different spots. All right, roll call, please.
Our Councilman Glazer.
Here.
Councilman Konchanowski.
Here.
Councilwoman Switler.
Here.
Council President Strauss.
Yep, you're muted.
How'd that happen here?
And Mayor Malay.
Present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. All right. We now have comments from the public, typically for items listed on the agenda, but since we don't seem to have too many members of the public, I'll let it be open to whatever anybody on would like to speak about. And since there, I think, is only maybe one, maybe two members of the public, I won't go through the detailed rules, but we will ask you to keep it brief, typically 3 minutes, but we're a little flexible, but trying to keep it short. All right. Any members of the public would like to make a comment?
This is Michael Giannakis. I'm a resident of Hunter County of Clinton Township for 37 years. Actually, this is the first time I've addressed or had any commentary with the township, so you're pretty lucky for 37 years. However, events have occurred in the last month or so in which President Biden has proclaimed that the federal solution to the COVID crisis is not going to come from the federal government now. And what he said was that it was going to be in the hands of state and local officials. Mr. Biden has said a lot of things, including the fact that the pandemic was a pandemic of the unvaccinated. He also said that the unvaccinated will be miserable. The unvaccinated will be ill. The unvaccinated will die. Those are a couple of things. He also said that in the coming holiday season, gatherers should take vaccination checks or status on their family members, and also to determine whether they should be joining them or gathering, because the implication is that they would be a threat to their health, and because they would be possibly, they're the ones who are contracting COVID, and they're the ones who can transmit it. On that basis, and then the last thing he did was he said that he ordered private media communications group like social media to begin censoring information concerning COVID vaccines. That's a matter of public record. So today, my purpose in contacting you is you've been empowered to make policies concerning COVID issues. To date, Mr. Biden's couples in New York City, that mayor, and now, and since then, since his comments of relegating this now to the local level, the mayors have a lot of power. And what I've seen in recently in Newark, they've imposed vaccine mandates and restrictions on federal workers, state workers, city workers, which require them to get vaccines, shots, or lose their jobs. And they've also, unvaccinated people are banned from just about anywhere, restaurants, anything indoors, and to that level. The Boston mayor, a new Boston mayor, previous Boston would not do that, has just imposed that. And the mayor of Washington, D.C., another Democratic mayor, is imposing it. Now, we all know that the federal government, Supreme Court, and by the way, the comments that Mr. Biden said were 3.5 days before a Supreme Court ruling, which shot down his federal mandate on businesses of over 100 to impose the same sort of terms, okay, for the whole country on businesses, which would might have incurred significant fines if they did not complete that. So why am I talking to you is because you're now in power. And I want to be assured that this township, while it doesn't do it now, and considering the fact that Joe Biden had said a year ago that he would never impose vaccine mandates, and that's what he said. And of course, he said it was not constitutional. Well, guess what? We know what he did.
So, Mr. Giannakis, in the interest of time, I hope it's okay if I can distill your request of us. It is that we essentially you're looking for a commitment from the council and the government.
That's correct. I want something certified, which says you will never impose vaccine mandates or restrictions on the populace of Clinton Township because you're the mayor. And now you're under the Emergency Medical Act. Okay. And, so I want some assurance because I'm not vaccinated. Neither is my wife or I. And, my son is, because he was forced to, because he's an engineer in New York City, and it wasn't his company that imposed it. It was Mayor de Blasio because he couldn't go into the building to work.
I would, for myself, as the mayor for the next year and 11 months, I would only be able to tell you that I don't believe that I have the power to institute such a mandate, certainly not on my own. And I don't believe the current council would either. And I also don't believe at least in the state of New Jersey, that we would have such a power.
Is that true? Then what makes you different from the mayor of Newark and the mayors of other localities that they have the right to do that?
I'm most certainly not going to speak for any other municipality, but that's my view for the.
So you're not empowered to do that. That would have to be a state thing?
Yes, I believe that would have to be a state thing.
And would you comply with it?
It would depend on the order. I would think if there was a state order, I think we would have to comply with it.
Okay. So that brings me to, if I may, my next subject, which is, I think I sent you a copy of a letter that I sent to Homeland Security.
Yes.
That you were going to try to distribute to the rest of the council members?
Yes, sir. And in the interest of time, because we've been going on that we're approaching 10 minutes. If you could quickly get to your point, I would appreciate
it. I will. No, I will. If you've read that letter, okay, or understood it, I advised the Homeland Security. Also, I advised Clinton Township Police Force based on Homeland Security recommendation and the Congressman Malinowski, who handles our district, and the Attorney General of New Jersey. I informed them that based on the commentary of the health officials of Huntington and New Jersey and New York, that vaccinated people were permitted legally to spread COVID during the family gatherings for Christmas, and that this was, and who can transmit it based on the, ads which said that they were protected.
Sir,
while unvaccinated were not.
And that's not true.
That was fraud.
Sir, we all have your,
okay. All right. Good.
I'm going to give you 30 seconds and that's it.
All right. That's good.
I'd like it to be discussion about an issue that the township has some control over.
Okay. Well, you do have control over this, as I will describe. The Huntington Health System, Health Department, is continuing to promote booster shots and everything, okay? And that is fraud. It doesn't work. It's ineffective. And they're sending people out. And as a matter of fact, the new ad from the health system and the health officials of New Jersey is as follows.
Sir, I'm gonna cut you off because we've gone past that 30 seconds, but more to the point, the point that you're making ought to be made, if it's gonna be made at all, to the county and to the county commissioners. That's not something that the township has we have zero control over, the county health department.
Well, if I say to you that the populace of Huntington County, Huntington County, has incurred, since I sent that letter of warning, we've incurred the biggest surge in COVID, okay, COVID cases and deaths. And if you look at the vaccinated places, it's even larger. So there's an issue of a concern here.
I understand you feel that way, and I think you should certainly forward that message that you sent to us to the
Do you think that Clinton, and I apologize, I understand what you're saying. I'm going to have to come back again, I guess.
Or feel free to reach out directly to me, but I don't believe that the township has any means at its disposal to address any of those particular issues. The health issues are a state and county issue for us here.
I apologize in that respect. So what I'll say is I will contact you directly, Mayor.
Yep.
Okay. And the Clinton Township Police Force, because I did submit to the Clinton Township Police Force that letter or that information directly suggesting that people were being misled, and I misled in believing that they can go and gather and that they were not transmitting COVID because they were vaccinated. And I have commentary from the congressman.
Let's definitely take that offline, because I don't know that that's an issue that the police can even.
Well, they can, because if I'm reporting fraud to Clinton Township Police Force, they're obligated to find out.
Understand that prosecutorial decisions are also made by the Huntington County prosecutor.
Yeah, I know. I found that out, by the way, recently.
All right. All right.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it. And, I'll try to get back to you, Mayor, I'm going to get back to the council. I was going to is, how can you help me pursue this situation with the county?
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Very good. If there's no other comment from the public, which I don't see any public on to comment, I will move on to the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk are considered to be routine by the township mayor and council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will not be separate discussion of these items unless requested by the mayor, council member, or citizen, in which event the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence on the agenda. I have two items that I'd like to remove. The first is the regular session minutes of December 15th, 2021 for two corrections. And furthermore, I would like to remove, I just want to find out the number, item number six, which is for WatchGuard. Are there any items that other members of the council wish to pull? Okay. Seeing and hearing none. Any members of the public want to pull anything for specific discussion? Seeing none, may I have a motion for consent?
I'll move.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you much. Should I deal with those items that I pulled now or during?
As they come in the agenda, it's supposed to be done. Okay. As they fall.
Very good. Well, the approval of the minutes would be next. So on those minutes from December 15th, I would note two typographical errors. One is Councilman Strauss's name is misspelled.
Oh, that was already fixed. Yeah.
Oh, good. And there was a misspelling in that for hiring a police officer. There's a typo in the officer. It just says police office.
Okay.
All right. May I have a motion on those? Actually, I'll make the motion on those minutes since I pulled them for the typo.
I'll make the motion.
No, Tom's got the motion. I'll make the second.
Okay. Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes. The December 15th is what we're talking about. There were only three people present, correct?
Yeah, so I gave a report on behalf of Councilman Strauss, which the clerk recorded. And,
okay.
And, yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Wait, Tom can't make a motion because
I'll make the motion.
Yeah, it was you, Amy, and Bill.
Nice catch. Amy.
Who moved?
Bill did.
I'll second.
Okay.
Let's do it again.
Glazer?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
okay. Reports. Councilman Glazer.
Yes. Planning board is short. We met on the 10th. So after our first meeting, the reorganization occurred. I think that happened after our last meeting. I've kind of lost track of our meetings now. No.
Yes.
It did. Okay. Lost track of our weeks. Normal reorganization, the normal business rules and regulations adopted. Kevin Semay was appointed the chairman again. John Higgins is the vice chair. No other real planning board business was conducted, just reorganization. So nothing more to report there. Sewer Authority, I reported on last time, I believe. And the rate hearing is next Thursday, the annual rate hearing meeting. And the Finance Committee, Vita told me that we will have our first meeting on the budget in the next few weeks. That's all I have.
Very good. Councilman Strauss. I'm out of order. I'm in the old order. Councilwoman Switlick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, go ahead. I skipped Tom. He's on the last page. I'll get back.
I thought it was me.
Go ahead, Tom.
So the Board of Education, they had their reorg meeting, and then they had also had a meeting last night. The meeting last night was 4 hours long, mainly due to public comment. I can just summarize that by saying no books are being removed from the library, no further discussion. They have a – I think it might have been mentioned already the last meeting, but the County Polytech is moving their entire campus to North Hunterdon High School, which is a wonderful thing for North Hunterdon High School and Clinton Township, I think. They're closing all other satellite buildings, you know, because they're kind of spread out now. Mm-hmm. And it's going to require all the Polytech students in the county to do their high school education at North Hunter High School. So that's going to bring in about 200 students once it's completed. So it's going to make the building more efficient. It's going to bring the population up. And not for nothing, I think the area around there could be developed with that in mind. And I talked to some of the board members about that, and they think that's a great idea. Any other questions about that? I might have an answer, but right now that's it's a great piece of news for Clinton Township, I think. Other than that, I'm done with my reports.
Good. And I agree, it is excellent. I saw some of the plans on in a news article, so that's good. Councilwoman Switlick, now it's your turn.
Open space. Thank you. The website is awesome. The hiking page. I'm so happy. Open space is happy with the hiking page. It's a long time coming. Upcoming this year, we're going to be looking at master plans for each open space property. We really should have that. We're also going to get some quotes for the forestry management plans for all our open space properties, and hopefully pick away at implementing the plans as we go year after year on some of the pieces, parcels, especially with the ash tree situation. It'd be nice to know what we should do about that. Educational historic sign we're going to do at Beaverbrook, the furnace. Bill Honicheski, who was a prior EC member, is going to be pulling the information for us. Farmer contracts are coming up. Hunting program is going to be up for review again. I think they're probably going to be pulling off Windy Acres. This year we're going to be fixing the Braze Hill trails. We need to reclaim some trails, put some markers up. Hackett's, there's a whole section that we need to reclaim. We're distributing waivers right now for our volunteers. And I think I mentioned it prior, we're in desperate need of a part-time person for trail maintenance. So we'll see what happens with that this year. Right now, open space, Les, Brian met, in regards to rerouting the 5K. We're basically just for now, having a trail that goes, behind the affordable housing through the woods versus going right across the driveway that's going to be construction and whatnot. So we're almost done with just cutting something in. So at least, when building starts in March, we'll have something.
And I have an update for you on that.
Oh, good.
If you want.
Yes, I do.
The developer will have in the next couple of weeks their construction crew meet us on site so that we can take a look at where we need to make any adjustments and if there are any issues. But they also told me definitively they're not coming inside of those bushes and the brush and all. Everything's going to be done in the road and to the roadside of that plant life. So that'll all be
okay.
Those fitness stations, that trail on the side okay. there. It's okay. So the only concern that I have really is that crossing just to make sure.
Yes.
That guardrail isn't.
Okay. Yes.
But if they're doing that, my suspicion is they're going to stay on the other side of the guardrail and that path will be remaining open.
That would be great if that was not, you know, touched, because not only is there the construction, then you have to, you know, it'll be a mess. So it'll take a while to, what's the word I'm looking for? Whatever. It'll be a mess. So we'll see. So you'll know when?
Next week or so. They're going to try to get a date within the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
So a meeting there in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. Excellent. I appreciate that update.
Yep.
So yeah, we are reviewing the fitness stations where they should go, especially in planning of the handicap playground coming up in a couple of years from now. We are also Environmental Commission. We were talking about maybe having like an ADA accessible section of that fitness loop stemming from that playground when that happens. So I'm looking for grant opportunities for that. Environmental Commission is my first meeting. The first thing of business is why were we meeting at 7:30? So everyone seemed to be on board with starting it at 7. Carla, I'll let you know if that's definite, but it seemed like we were in favor of starting at 7 versus a 7:30. We reviewed the budget for 2022 or what we would like. So we're throwing some things around. Community Day, we already allotted 200 saplings to give away at Community Day, and have some handouts on monarch butterflies and things for the kids. Stream assessment, we had a class from Raritan Headwaters last year. We're going to be doing that again. I'm thinking it might be March. We're also going to be doing a tree planting, bulk planting for Windy Acres with grant money. We still have some left over for that. So, we're just going to revamp the Environmental Commission website as well, get some more of their information on there. Green Team, we've been meeting constantly. Mario has been incredibly organized and wonderful with this entire thing. He's really heading it and doing a great job. We just need to update the website on this as well. We only have a Facebook link for the Green Team. We're looking into a Green Team, a Green Fair at Bunt Park. This would be sometime after the Community Day, maybe a month later. And we're working with Tom Sylvia on a date for that. And as far as points, we're thinking we might be able to get 150 points, which would certify us at a bronze level. So we're hopeful we can get that. Windy Acres subcommittee, I haven't reported on that in a while. We have to review the grant money. We didn't utilize all the funds. Things like benches were allocated in that budget, which we don't need anymore. We're hoping to maybe look at some more educational programs to use with that money. But as I said, the Windy Acres subcommittee needs to review that. Also, EC gave us quotes for the environmental education signage. So we just have to look at that and see, you know, if we can afford that. That's it. The only thing is, I don't know if this goes into any other committee. I'm doing these walks with Highbridge quarterly, probably. The next one is February 12th. It's going to be properties in Highbridge and Clinton Township. The next one will be at Beaverbrook, and it'll be more of a historic spin with the furnace. Open space member Mike McHugh will be able to help us with that. Later on, we'll be doing some Highbridge ones as well, and then we're going to do one at Windy Acres, I'm hoping, in the fall. But I'll advertise when we have these classes. You can sign up, or hikes, and you can sign up. That's it.
Very good. President Strauss, you're up.
Yeah, thank you. Amy, one thing, the Environmental Committee, and it made me think, well, when you said Raritan Headwaters, yeah. They ran a rain barrel workshop last year. Mm-hmm. I ended up with all the rain barrels and excess equipment. So if you guys are looking to have another workshop,
we are.
I have some of that supplies.
Okay, so it's in your garage? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's been secured off-site, but...
but it doesn't mean
enough room in my garage for many rain barrels, so...
No, yeah, no, we're definitely planning on doing that, so I'll catch up with you on that.
Just in case someone's looking for them, so... All right, so the Clinton Township Board of Education, as reported last meeting, they're still doing their superintendent search, and their next meeting is this coming Monday at 7:30 p.m. in person, live stream, but public comment must be in person. Historical Preservation, their next meeting is Wednesday, February 2nd, next Wednesday, a week from tonight. Do you know if they've gotten into the old municipal building yet, Carla or Mayor?
I don't, but I think, Carla, I think they've got the key.
Okay.
So. I think that's entirely up to them, and I'll let you continue, and I'll come back to it.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I just want to make sure that in case they're looking for what we spoke about, you know, if they need
it. You can let them know I am anticipating to sign the easement.
Woohoo!
That took a long time. Sometime in the next day or two, if not for the weekend. So we have it. It's been reviewed. It's signed, sealed, delivered from the trust, so... The next steps would be, it's really dependent on how quickly we can act to transfer the property and record the deed, transfer the property, and then get it to Rob, and then he can start doing stuff. So it could potentially be in the next couple of months, I would think.
Okay.
He'd have it.
Public safety report, had conversations with both the mayor and chief DeRosa about the hiring process and upcoming promotional process. For fire, I spoke with Chief Emery from Annandale, discussed a few topics, upcoming budgetary, some purchases. I know he still wants to set up a meeting, Mayor, regarding some stuff. I spoke with, we have a meeting pending with Lebanon Fire Chief as well. And for EMS, I did speak with Chief Setnicki from South Branch. Again, just discussed a few topics, and he's looking forward to meeting with us on some items.
Very good.
So
looking forward to it.
Yep, and that's all I have. Doesn't sound like a lot, but it's been busy.
It's certainly plenty. Where shall I start on mine? I did want to double back to Councilwoman Switlik for a second for two items. Environmental Commission, we do have a couple openings due to recent resignations, retirements, people focusing on green team stuff instead of environmental, et cetera. So if anybody knows of anybody who might have an interest, feel free to send them my way.
I did reach out to Mike Lennick. He's going to, nose around.
Good. Yeah, that's good. I didn't see a response from him, so that's very good.
He doesn't reply all for some reason. He's not a reply all person.
And then I just wanted to mention, for the record, the disc golf. There's been a reorientation of the course. However, it's still within the approximate area that was outlined in the resolution. And we're geared up and ready to move forward. And the nice thing about the reorientation, and I think Councilwoman Switlik would agree, is it moves the course almost completely away from the neighboring residences. Oh. So, and stays more than 90%, I would say, in the original area. So it's perfect. And we just have a few things to work out before they can start construction. And I don't know, do you have anything you want to add?
No. That pretty much sums it up. It's nice to be able to be a little farther away from the neighbors that, badly about that. And, when the leaves were on the trees, you really could see their house from the first tee. So they'll be happier.
And last but not least, Rec Committee met on Monday. And they're planning the Easter event, the annual Easter event. The Community Day and Country Run, as Councilman Switlik mentioned, is April 30th. So make sure you put it on your calendars. They're planning a pickleball tournament for that day. The last time they had something similar, it was pretty good, pretty well attended. So they did find a slight crack in the new surface that'll be repaired, but it's not anything like the crack that existed before. It's not structural, so to speak. High school basketball program's running very, very well. It's very popular, and they've been able to manage it, which is good. Summer Rec will be June 27th to July 29th. They are anticipating and trying to get ahead of staffing issues because they didn't have, with COVID, I think they didn't have quite as many applicants for the staff positions last year. But they were able to make it work because the numbers just worked out. This year, we'll see how it goes. They're going to keep it at Bunt, so it's not going to go back to the middle school. They'll still have it at Bunt Park, which is nice. It gives them a little bit more space outside, but they do have to worry about the weather. They're discussing pickleball clinics for beginners and advanced. They're also discussing how to manage people's use and time on the pickleball courts because we've never had pickleball courts, but apparently they get used quite a lot. So it's nice to see.
I'm using them, Brian. I love them.
It's
very, so much fun.
Very,
oh
very
my God.
Popular.
Well done.
Brief discussion about priorities, capital requests, et cetera. So I'm sure, Ms. Mekovitz, they'll be coming your way. Tom knows the routine. Some of those were labor oriented. They're looking into what programs they can bring back that they used to have pre-COVID that kind of tapered off, what programs they used to offer years ago but stopped, but maybe makes sense, what doesn't make sense that they've been offering, and what new they may want to add. So it's nice. It looks like they're very reinvigorated. They're trying to look at all the assets and take a holistic view of planning, right? It's a lot like what I see going on in the other committees, so it's very good. And last but not least, Tom, Sylvia, Rec Director, is working on remote door locks for the bathrooms at Bunt. So if we can get those by spring, they may actually be open more often than they usually are.
Great.
And that's just about it. I did have one request that I brought to Mr. Sylvia that I don't know, Councilwoman Whitlick, if he brought back to you, but I had a complaint on the dog park and the condition of the grass and a suggestion that other towns have used wood chips and maybe we would like to consider wood chips for our dog park.
No, he didn't reach out to me about that.
I figured I'd let you know.
Well, thank you. I know somebody on the Facebook page that I have where people make doggy playdates on. There's the Highbridge Dog Park has some type of like plastic material that they put down. But apparently it does hurt some dogs' feet. So I don't know much about that. But I have to tell you though, I'm a very active trail person in this township and everything is a mess. A mess. Every trail is covered with mud and then it freezes to ice and then you know the Ferran, the Beaverbrook, the mountain biking trails, they were shut down because of it. So I know it's frustrating, but it's mud everywhere.
So just a thought. I mean, if it's mud now, it's probably going to be hard to get grass to take as the spring comes.
Yeah, I do know the DPW, though, often asks me if I need some wood chips for some of the trails, you know.
So I'm not a dog person, so I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, wood chips.
I don't either. I'd have to look at that.
So it's just I'm throwing it out there, and I appreciate it. We will move now to public hearings. We have one public hearing this evening, an ordinance appropriating $55,000 from the Capital Improvement Fund for a police vehicle and equipment by the Township of Clinton and the County of Hunterdon, New Jersey. Before we open public comment, any questions, comments by the council? I think it's pretty straightforward.
Fine.
Police need a vehicle. We need to pay for it.
Right.
All right, I will open the public hearing. Are there any members of the public who wish to make a comment or have their voice heard on the matter? See no movement and no real public, so I'll close the public hearing and ask for a motion.
I'll make the motion.
Thank you.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swintlick?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you much. We'll go now to resolutions. And the first resolution is actually going to be at resolution number 6. It's a resolution authorizing the purchase from WatchGuard of Evidence Library for web software and licensing for the police department. State contract number 17-fleet-00793 and a not to exceed amount of $20,000. I pulled this just to, I don't want to say typographical errors, but to make a few changes just to make it consistent within the body of the resolution to the actual header of the resolution. So it reads now from WatchGuard in the body of Evidence Library for Web, which is capitalized software and licensing for the police department. So that there was a little bit of a crisscross in how it was worded. And that has been corrected. That's the only change I made. So the substance is the same. And I sent that over to Carl this afternoon. So I will make a motion. May I have a second?
I'll second.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swintlick?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Next, we have a resolution to approve a grade advancement for Patrolman Dylan Dohanic. Administrator Mekovitz, is there anything you'd like to say? I think this is, he's reached that time, had a favorable recommendation from the chief and
correct.
Ready to move on to the next grade.
Yes, I don't have anything to say. We just go by his recommendation.
I haven't heard anything negative for this period of probation, so moving forward.
Very good. Any questions, comments? If not, may I have a motion? Oh, Mark, I saw your map. Thank you.
Yep. I'll second.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Next, so
this might be, excuse me, Mayor, this might be something new. I don't think you were putting these as an agenda item. It was an automatic move off probation. So it is new that we're bringing it onto the agenda for council to approve the employee as a permanent employee.
Oh.
So I hope that's okay. It's just a little more formal, but.
Okay. Nope. And did we do one of these already? I thought we did maybe one.
I think you have. And I probably should have explained it then. It is probably something that I requested that it be listed so that, again, you're making this person permanent, and I think it should go by vote of council.
Yeah. And it's good for us to be aware of, I think.
Of who's coming off probation. Thank you. Sorry for the interruption.
Quite all right. So now we move to a resolution authorizing the hiring of Michael Malanga as a police officer. And there was a pretty robust hiring process that I believe Councilman Strauss, or Council President Strauss and Administrator Mekovitz took part in to some degree, at least each. I know Administrator Mekovitz attended some of the interviews, the chief did. And this is to fill a vacancy that we've got on the department. So I think it's pretty straightforward. Any questions, comments? And it sounded like we had a pretty large crop of candidates for this, which is nice.
You did. And then I was part of the interview process for some of the top candidates, or I should say the top candidates from the pool. And he definitely, Michael seemed definitely as the best candidate. He appeared to be the best candidate. He'll be graduating from the academy in February, and that's why we have the February 15th start date.
With no other conversation, may I have a motion, please?
I'll move.
Second.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy. Motion carried.
Yes. Oh, you anticipated my vote. Our next resolution is a resolution authorizing the purchase of a 2021 Police Interceptor Utility all-wheel drive vehicle from Whitmoyer Ford Incorporated, not to exceed $34,000, and all I have to say about this is see above. Anybody have any questions or comments? If not, may I have a motion?
So moved.
I'll
give a second. Oh.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Next, we have a resolution authorizing the execution of a developer's agreement, an LIHEC Urban Renewal LLC. This is for Block 82, Lot 4.03. This is the development on 31 by the high school, and this is a pretty standard run-of-the-mill boilerplate developer's agreement that comes from any of the approvals we get out of the boards of adjustment or the planning board, with some minor note modifications that I will let Ms. Cecil describe.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. So basically, anytime there's a development application, as you know, the township enters into a developer's agreement with the developer. This is what sort of puts the meat on the bones of the various conditions that were imposed by whether it's the planning board or the zoning board as part of the approvals. So in that sense, this is utterly standard. It's the same form developers agreement that you've seen before, with, however, a couple of additions that I do want to flag for you guys. And that just so we're clear, this is the Pearl project that's going to be built over on Marukian. So the two additions are, first off, Pearl, I mean, as you know, we can only convey 6 acres to Pearl, so there are, you know, it's pretty tight on space, and particularly during construction, it's going to be somewhat problematic. So Pearl has asked if they can do just some temporary staging on the portion of the open space that is then going to become the parking area for the future handicap accessible park. So there is a provision in this developer's agreement that basically says, yes, on a temporary basis, you can use that portion of the open space. It's actually divided into two because it's trying to account for that brief period of time when we will still own Marukian. Pearl's going to have to move some of its construction equipment out there. So that's where you get the pre-closing staging plan and then the post-closing staging plan. Yeah. So basically there will be a brief portion of time where what will be eventually on their property will technically be on ours. And then the remainder of it will be in the area that's going to become the parking lot.
And it gives us a head start on the parking lot.
It does.
This is not any change of use type thing, Trishka, right? That we have to worry about?
Not that we have been able to determine.
Okay.
It
Thank
does
God.
State in the developer's agreement to cover us.
Right.
Subject to Green Acres approval to the extent that it's needed. You know, Lucille and I have looked at the regulations. We're pretty sure this is okay. However, you don't want to get the township in trouble. So there is that language in the developer's agreement. We're going to continue making sure that we're okay. It really is. First off, the pre-closing staging area, there's no issue because that's all on property that's excluded from the Green Acres restrictions anyway. The Perfect. Only portion where there might be a question mark is where they're storing some stuff, what is going to become the parking lot. And we're trying to keep that very limited. And, you know, we will be making sure that we're not running into Green Acres issues. And if we are, we're going to talk to Pearl and come up with an alternate solution.
Can I get a visual of what you're talking about and where this stuff's going?
Yeah, and it's actually attached, Amy, to the developer's agreement. And I don't know that I can do a screen share, but there
is that what you sent last night?
Yeah, so there's two exhibits, B1 and B2, and those show the staging areas. It's basically, it's going to be the one where the main one, which is going to be on the Green Acres, the preserve portion of Marukian, is immediately to the right, if you will, of the access road into the development.
Right.
And, which is where the park is going to be going, and that's going to be the area that's going to be designated for parking. And I don't know how it's, Brian, what is it going to be, like a stone or parking area or something? So, and it really is just confined to that area, trying to keep it as limited as possible. So that's the first one. And then the other addition in here, again, and this all comes out of the planning board approval. It's all shown on the approved plans. But when they're, so Pearl's going to be building the road into the development that goes right from 31 all the way back to the entrance into the development. But the majority of that road is actually going to be also, thank you. Yeah, Carla, that's good. So basically the piece of the road that leads to what will be the entrance into the park on our property, Pearl is going to be dedicating to the township. The township will be owning it and maintaining it in the future. Pearl obviously is going to retain ownership of whatever's on its property. So what the developer's agreement provides for, it just basically lays out Pearl's building the whole thing. It's installing all the improvements, including the lighting, the landscaping, absolutely everything relating to that road. Once that's done, it will be dedicated, the piece that will be on the township-owned property will be dedicated to the township. The township will be responsible after that for maintaining, paving, repaving the roadway itself. Pearl will continue to maintain all the landscaping, the lighting, and all of that, subject to reimbursement by the township. And Pearl, at its own cost and expense, will be responsible for plowing the entire road. So that's the only other non-boilerplate addition to this agreement.
And this is the line where the dedication.
Right.
Exactly. So you can see how it lines up with where the entrance to the park, you know, the future park is going to be.
So structurally, Trish, get two questions if I could. Mm-hmm. So that's part of the 6 acres they get, that they're giving a little bit of it back, or it's never part of the 6 acres?
It's not part of the 6 acres. No, that's subdivision.
No, it is.
It is?
The whole road, or just where the
subdivision line is?
I believe the whole road is part of the 6 acres, and they're giving part of it back because we're only excluding 6 acres in total.
Right.
If you remember.
Yeah. Oh, that's why I asked the question, Brian. I'm like, I was trying to look what's in and what's out. Okay.
Only 6 acres in total are excluded from Green Acres rights. So this area here is excluded from Green Acres. So it totals 6 acres. And then when they split it here, we'll have it, but it's still only allowed to be 6 acres.
Yeah, so that's the 0.483 they're dedicating back in one of the recitals, I think.
Right. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. And then this landscaping thing, it's a quibble, but presumably any development, they're going to put in the landscaping they want, and I think the planning board specified certain landscaping. So if I'm understanding, the township then is responsible for maintaining that same landscaping consistent with what the developer is doing on their property, or like at our expense, we're doing what they want to do, or how does that work?
They're responsible for putting in the landscaping that they're required to put in per the approved plan by the planning board, and then maintaining it.
But subject to reimbursement.
For this portion of it. Anything from here down.
So if the trees die as they do developments, they'd fix them and charge us back, in theory.
In theory.
Okay. A little bit unusual for the township to take that responsibility back, but it's dedicated back to us. I understand the point. It's our land, really.
Correct.
And I would think that some of that is captured in the bonding, but I might not.
Yeah, some of it is. There will be a 2-year maintenance bond on all of those anyway, so we would not be assuming any kind of reimbursement responsibility until after those maintenance bonds are released. You know, so beyond that 2 years, I mean, you're correct, Bill. Like, it's a little unusual. That's all I can say.
Yeah, because it is unusual. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, and, you know, I mean, I'd love to have the township have a right of first refusal, but I'm not married to the concept. It's just, you know, I don't want the township being on someone else's, you know, someone else spending our dimes, if you will. It just is a little bit unusual.
It is a little bit. And you know, certainly...
I mean,
so the landscaping, the lighting is much less troubling to me because, you know, typically we would be assuming responsibility from some of those expenses anyway, but the landscaping is a little different.
I mean, but it is township sponsored affordable housing. I mean, it's you know, we have a township interest in making that property attractive and all of that.
And I think that's part of the idea here.
Okay.
I cannot speak for the mayor and the planning board, but. That's been my understanding of, you know, part of the give and take here is because it is a municipally sponsored, 100% affordable
park. And it's a municipal access to a municipal park with a municipal playground and a municipal lot. And we lost Tom. We're going to let him back in. One could probably have argued that maybe the planning board ought to have considered lightening its requirements for lighting and such but that ship sailed.
It did. And remember, the road was part of a conversation at planning board. Was it in? Was it out? How are we going to handle that? So it was a little bit of a, you know, who's on first, who's on second. I think it's an elegant solution that gets us where we need to get to. I just want to make sure we're clear on our responsibilities. And it's not a lot of land. It's not that much landscaping, not that much lighting.
I had the same questions, by the way, when I was looking at the agreement.
There was some discussion on this one.
Yes.
Oh, we knew what it was going to be, Brian. It was like, you know, it was a hard one. I think it's threaded the needle nicely as things go. I did send you a very late in the game email, Trishka.
I may not have seen it.
Yeah, it was super late, and I'm sorry I didn't get it here earlier. Factual recital C, it references paragraph 6 as to the open space. I think it might want paragraph 5, but I'm going to let you and the other lawyers sort out
whether that
reference.
It would indeed. And I'm trying to. Yes. Absolutely.
I assume they were just
paragraph six deals. Yeah. Paragraph six deals with insurance.
Eagle eyes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sometimes when you look at things, when you haven't read them before, you see things other people who've been reading them don't see. So, and I think that's it. I'll shut up. I'm sorry. Thank you.
No. Nice.
Yeah, that's great. I'm glad you picked that up.
Questions? More? Anything?
Oh, I did have one more, Trish. I'm sorry. In the insurance area, it talks about during the term of this agreement.
Mm-hmm.
What, in fact, is the term of this agreement? Doesn't the term go kind of for as long as the development exists or not? It's not a defined term. It's a lowercase term, I should say.
Believe it or not, no one's ever asked me that question, though.
Oh, well, sorry.
That's a boilerplate.
I think it's just basically, I mean, I think it's really, it's until everything is in and all the obligation, the developer's obligations have been discharged.
That's what I
assume, really what it's about, because this is, that's the whole purpose of the agreement is to.
Right, it's construction insurance and things like that. I mean,
and it's just really nailing down in more detail the obligations that the developer has taken on as a result of the approvals, because obviously the planning board can't get into the minutiae.
Right. I mean, the obligation that would continue forever is probably the maintenance of stormwater facilities, but that's by virtue of law. I think that's not necessarily.
Yeah, and by virtue of the planning board approvals, because that's the thing. Right. There are obligations pursuant to the approvals. Those never go away.
Got it.
And, but in terms of the term of the agreement itself, I think there are certain things that are going to be ongoing obligations that we could probably enforce at any time. Others will be kind of self-terminating because, they're more limited. And then, really what these agreements are is a tool whereby if a developer is not living up to its obligations pursuant to the approvals, it gives the municipality an enforceable document that it can take into court.
Right. Versus the conditions in a resolution are not.
Which are still enforceable, but they're not as enforceable via the court process. It becomes more a question of zoning violations and rescinding approvals, and it gets very messy.
Got it. Right. Perfect. All right.
So the staging, Brian, are you going to know when that's going to be happening? We're going to start putting stuff there by when you meet with the builder?
Well, it's not just going to be me, I think, that'll meet the builder. I'd like you or Les or you and Les or whoever can meet with us on site.
Do you know the date yet?
That's why they're working to find out a date. Some dates.
Okay.
And I think it's really important to make, those details do need to be nailed down really clearly.
Yeah, especially because we need to be able to provide notice at the site as to anything that's going to be closed or altered, or hey, folks, be aware and tell the high school, just make sure that.
I'm trying my hardest to make it so residents can use this without going there.
Absolutely.
I think James and I are halfway done in the back. If they can just, as long as the section over on 31 is clear, we'll be able to maintain hopefully somewhat close to a 5K. As far as those fitness stations, Brian, when you and I took a look, they were going to have the parking lot, the playground, and, now we're throwing in a staging area. I know all this happens at different times and it'll be moved. But it's an example of that things come up. So let's move the fitness stations now so we never have to do it again.
Just remember that the staging area and the parking area overlap. They should be one in the same.
I know, but this is just an example of you never know what's going to come up. Let's move it now.
Yep.
That's all.
Makes sense.
Okay.
And nothing can happen until that pre-construction meeting has taken place. And, the pre-construction meeting also covers a lot of other stuff that basically they can't mobilize or do anything on that site until they've had the pre-con meeting.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And there'll be a different pre-con meeting.
That's true.
Yeah. This is a specific to us for the purposes.
But then there's also the larger one and that can't, nothing happens until that's happened.
That's when the township engineer signs off on schedules and all of that stuff, I think.
Yeah, and usually Hunterdon County.
Oh, the soil conservation.
Yeah, they're typically at that meeting. It's sort of the big powwow where they really get into the weeds of staging and hauling and what's happening first and what's happening next and, making sure everything's marked out that needs to be marked out, et cetera.
Right. Good.
The real nitty gritty, I have no interest in having anything to do with. That's the agreement.
Any other questions? If not, may I have a motion?
I'll make a motion. I'll second then.
Very good.
Who was the first one?
It was Mr. Kochanowski.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
All right. Next, we have a resolution authorizing the use of the public rights-of-way by Planet Networks Incorporated for installation of fiber optic cable to facilitate expanded service in the township of Clinton. We're going to start seeing some of these. We're going to start seeing some small cell stuff, I'm sure, in the not too, too distant future. So look for small cell discussions at upcoming meetings. But I think this is really beneficial to the residents. Yeah. If somebody does something with it to provide alternative options for internet connectivity and service. Don't know what their plans are, but I certainly we're restricted in how we can restrict them to begin with.
Right.
But I do think on the whole, it's a benefit for the township.
I mean, they're
making these requests in other municipalities. Union Township had the same request and just approved it.
I mean, they provide internet service up already in parts of Sussex and Warren County, parts of Barnes County. So they're like a little bit of a known operator. I've heard of them before. They're up in Andover, Byron, Denville. So they've built out some areas. I don't know how big their building is. God knows what their plans are for Clinton Township. But giving them the optionality, particularly, Brian, as you note, because we can't really deny it, giving options to our residents has to be objectively a good thing.
All right, hearing no further discussion, can I have a motion, please?
I'll move.
Second.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you. And our last resolution, formal resolution, is a resolution authorizing final payment to eMazonte Technologies in a not-to-exceed amount of $12,000. I think, Administrator Mekovitz, we expect it will be less than that. And that
we're hoping.
the intent here is to close out our books with eMazonte, and I think that everybody would agree the changes that we've made in the last few weeks, months or so, from them to the new provider are really going to improve our security. We've got new email addresses now for those who don't know, who might be listening or who might be in the reporting business. Our emails now end in .org instead of .com. .com will still work. They'll forward to us, but I think all in all, it's a nice change, a good break. Any questions? Hearing none, may I have a motion?
I'll move.
I'll second it.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you much. Now, before we go on to the ordinance introduction, I want some new business, so it's kind of a double back. The first are two appointments that I'd like the council to consider. They are appointments by the mayor with advice and consent of the council, so we will need a motion and a vote. Both are for the sewer authority. There is one seat that is going to open up at the end of this month. It expires January 31st, and I'd like to appoint Joseph Werba, W-R-B-A, to fill that seat, which is going to expire now January 31st, 2027. I'd like to do that so that we can have members in place in advance of their meeting on the 3rd of February. And I'd also like to appoint Katrin Sethna, who's a current member of the board, to fill a vacancy that the chairman of the authority has informed me will be forthcoming tonight or tomorrow, an official resignation from a member who has moved not only out of the township, but also out of the county. So that is a seat that would expire January 31st, 2024. And that's been Sethna for that seat. So Any questions, comments? May I have a motion? I know Mr. Werber well. I think he's got great qualifications. He's already attended a couple of the, at least one of the meetings. So he's got an interest. He's a ratepayer, and I think that would be a great addition. And Katrin's a ratepayer too. So the more ratepayers we can have on this, the better.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
And last but not least on new business, going back to the Pearl development on Marukian, we do need to update our affordable housing agreement with them. This is separate from the developer's agreement. This is an agreement we already have in place with them. So I would like to make a motion to modify that existing agreement to update the construction start date and change that from whatever it currently is to July what?
July 1 is what they've asked for. And as part of that motion, if I could just ask the council, well, first I want to just explain, but then if the council would be willing to add on to the mayor's motion. So Pearl is closing on its financing with HMFA on February 10th. Mm-hmm. I am bringing you a resolution and the formal amendment to the agreement, you know, at the February 9th meeting. But Pearl is a little concerned as it's putting in all of its documentation in order to close on the 10th, that the HMFA, you know, if they see the date that's currently in the agreement, that they might get a little worked up. So Pearl mm-hmm. has asked me if I could write a letter that they could submit to the HMFA saying this is going to go on the February 9th agenda, you know, mm-hmm. for approval, and it's already, and that date, by the way, is already in the amended settlement agreement with Fair Share Housing Center that's been passed by the courts. So it's already out there. So I think as part of the motion, if the mayor's willing to amend it, it's number one, you know, the motion is, as he said, actually extend the construction date to July 1, 2022. But then also, if you could authorize me to send in that letter, you know, send to Pearl, confirming that the council passed this motion and we'll have the formal amendment and resolution on the next agenda. I think that would help them a lot.
I would like to amend my motion as council has suggested. So I make the motion to send the letter and to extend the construction date start to July 1st. Any discussion before we move forward? All right. If not, may I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, sir. Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes. And one note that we will have a confirming resolution, I believe, on our next agenda for this.
Great. So and the amendment itself, which is really extensive. It changes the construction start date.
Oh.
The agreement's long, but the change is not.
Last, there's a red line with the vast changes, Trishka. I'd like a red line copy then with all the changes highlighted.
Last but not least, we have the introduction of an ordinance to exceed the municipal budget appropriation limits and to establish a cap bank per NJSA 40A:4-45.14. This is for the calendar year 2022. And this is an annual thing that we do. All municipalities pretty much do it. Essentially, it says that there's a 2.5% cap on increases in appropriations. And if we don't increase by that amount this year, we can bank the rest to be used in subsequent years up to, I think it's 3 years out or something. We're going to try to be ahead of our budget process, I think, a little bit this year. And I know for the next meeting, we're planning to have salary resolutions and the like. So I think it would be good for us to get this out of the way. Any discussion? I think we lost the council.
Yeah. I don't know where he went.
I think you said, Brian, it's something everyone does pretty much every year. I know the township has, because I sat in the audience, I remember this. And not doing it would almost be administrative malpractice, I think, because it just gives optionality to the township. So I motion that we introduce it. I move we introduce it.
May I have a second? Hold on one second. I'm going to bring
Tom back. Yep.
Matanowski, who's very briefly off. He is now back. And we have a motion on the floor from Councilman Glazer. May I have a second, please? I'll second it.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carry.
Public hearing date?
Yeah. Oh, yes, that's right. Let's set the public hearing date for February 9th, is it? When's the next meeting? I believe it's the
next meeting.
When's the next meeting?
I think it's the 9th.
It is.
Excellent. And there is a chance that I will miss the meeting at the end of the month of February. So it will be good to have it where we can ensure more people for a quorum. Mm-hmm. Last but not least, final opportunity for the public to comment. I don't see many on the public going once, twice. I'll close the public comment and I will ask Councilman Glazer to say something pithy.
I'll make a final motion that we adjourn.
May I have a second?
I'll second.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Adjourned.
Thank you all for joining us tonight, and I anticipate at the present moment we'll be in person next meeting. We'll see.
Okay, good.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.